get started. So I believe today is February 4th, 2015. We're going to do lesson number 96, sinking the spine between the shoulder blades. So it kind of is very descriptive. It is a good title for the lesson. Sometimes they're like, what are we doing? So as usual, let's begin the lesson lying on your backs, legs long, arms down by your sides. You know, I apologize about this blower, but I think it's gonna kick off momentarily. So, as we always begin a lesson, it's the time to start to become aware of yourself. Noticing how you're making contact with the floor. How you feel your shoulder blades. So really notice today how you sense each shoulder blade, the shape, the way in which it lies on the floor, where you do sense contact, and maybe where parts of the shoulder blade lifts away from the floor. And then how do you sense your spine, the area in between? So really starting to get a clear image, clear sense for yourself of this upper back area. Traveling up towards the cervical spine, right? So to notice what the curve is like in your cervical spine, or what that area is also where your neck is, and then noticing what part of the back of your head rests on the floor. So really getting, again, a clear sense and image of that area and its relationship to the shoulder blades and the upper back. And then traveling down from in between the shoulder blades, right, lower into that mid-back. And then the lower back is where your waistline is. And then into your tailbone, pelvis. And then how each side of your pelvis is lying on the floor. So very much like the shoulder blades, get a good sense of each side of your pelvis. And again, how each side is resting, how much contact. How the pelvis relates to the rest of you, your upper back and your shoulder blades. And then lastly, noticing how your legs are lying on the floor. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left. Go slow enough so you can really sense the quality of rolling your head to each side. Excellent. And then as you bring your head back to the center is to bring some attention and awareness onto your breath and your breathing. And just to pull in a little bit of what we've done in the last couple months, just start to witness your inhalation and your exhalation. allowing your exhalation to come out through your nostrils. Excellent. Okay, so let's start with a movement of bending your knees first, bringing your feet to stand. Right, we've done this movement many, many times of just tilting gently or rolling the pelvis so that you flatten the lower back and then you arch it. And as you do this movement, which you're so familiar with, maybe add a new lens to the movement, which is really paying attention to what's happening in that area in between your shoulder blades. Right? So usually we pay attention to what we're doing in the lower back and the pelvis, which is initiating the movement. But can you also then draw your awareness and attention to the upper back? It's like the area that's the recipient, right? It responds to the flattening of the lower back and the arching. And just notice how that shows up for you. What do you experience? All the way from the upper back now into your cervical spine, your neck, and your head. Beautiful. And just kind of remember what things feel like. We're going to come back to observing this at the end of the lesson to see how maybe the range or the smoothness or the clarity changes in that upper back. So go ahead and pause and rest your legs for a moment. And throughout the lesson, attempt to bring your attention back to your breath and your breathing whenever it feels appropriate for you. I'll try to remind you once in a while, but it's nice for you to learn to expand your awareness and your ability to have attention in more than one place. Okay, so you're going to roll over onto your stomach. And the position we're going to get into is called, so yeah, you can just have your head towards the back of the room. And it's good because the mirrors are this way. So it's called a Sphinx position. So Corinne, perfect. So you're going to draw the elbows up underneath the shoulders. And the hands are flat. And so we're just going to take a moment to figure this out. So you're, yes, and your shoulders are up. So the hardest thing is to feel, right? Have you guys seen pictures of the Sphinx in Egypt, right? So your head's up, right? Your shoulders are up. So Beck, bring the elbow. So your elbows, the key thing here is the elbows need to be lined up right with the shoulders. So it's really like you don't want to be here, right? You don't want to be here. You don't want to be right now here, even though we're going to go there. So you really want to get this sense where the shoulder and the elbow feel lined up. Okay, so sometimes you have to like move around to feel that. Like, it's pretty interesting. If you do this, you will feel a lot of pressure in your lower back. Everybody try that. When you widen, it goes right to the lower back. Feel that? Just boom, right? It's pretty interesting. So this is like you're learning to manage to hold in the upper back where we're not familiar being. So this is how you're going to start. Your head and face for right now is on the horizon. Okay? And you're going to think about your spine in between your shoulder blades, okay? You're going to think that it's going to sink and that you're going to lift. So it's like letting your, I'm going to say, breasts and belly come closer, and then if you were to pull them away. So nothing changes with the shoulders or the arms, but you're thinking of the spine. Like I said, these are kind of complicated a little bit. Nice, Corinne, but try to keep your head on the horizon. I know. So just think of like if you were going to lift your back to be like the hunchback and then let it sink, but you don't change the head, right? Everybody's chin's forward. That's it, back. Think even higher, right in between the shoulder blades. Mm-hmm. And let's just pause for a moment. Go ahead and just drop onto your belly to pause. So as we're resting throughout the lesson, find not even one position, but try to find several positions where you can be comfortable. So that means that your hands can be up, your face can be to the left, to the right, arms can be down. And it's nice to explore a few variety or variations of ways to be comfortable. Okay, so we're going to come back to it. We want to get really good and familiar with, again, elbows right under the shoulders, not too wide. Right? Okay. Chin, head on the horizon. So up and down. And then up and down. I thought I'd take off my jacket and maybe it would make it a little bit easier to notice. And I know it's hard to keep your head on the horizon. Nice, back. That's it, Barb. So you've got the lower going. I'm going to come around and touch you. So almost think of, you know, I put some attention in my throat and I think of these clavicles pulling up and in. Up and in. Yeah. Yeah. Right? So the throat area. That's it. And if it means that your chin drops a little bit, that's okay. Yeah, so you're so good down here, so I want to get you.
Am I doing it wrong?
Yeah, so I want you to think here, lift.
Oh, I was doing it this time.
Yeah, lift here.
That's where you want to lift.
Lift, yeah, and then let this sink.
Oh,
yeah.
I was doing it totally wrong.
Yeah, you know you're okay. That's it, Corinne. So think, yeah, this is a, tell you, this is a tough lesson, guys. So think throat, pulling through, yeah. Think of like lifting in here, like you were going to squeeze these clavicles together. Ah, that was it. It's a very unusual place to get to. Okay, rest again. So we're going to take lots of rests. And again, just enjoy finding different ways to rest on your stomach. Okay, come back up again. Same position. We're just going to change it a little bit. Okay? So once you're here, you know, it says bring your forehead down. So I'm thinking let's let the left elbow come out so you can rest your forehead. Okay? And then you're going to lengthen your right arm. So I'm kind of doing this with you guys so that you can see. So it's not fully long, it's still slightly bent. So that you have weight on the elbow and your hand. And you're going to start to lift your elbow and lower it. Okay, and there's a couple ways to do this, but the reason for your forehead to be down, and when you lift the elbow, you end up lifting the shoulder. You're lifting the right elbow. So all of you pull it back a little, like, not Beck, Beck, that's good. Barb, pull it back a little bit. It's bent even more, right, like there. And then lift it, because when you lift it, okay, so pause for a minute. Okay, you guys watch.
Yeah, just don't talk, though. It's so hard when you talk. Okay, so instead of fully straight, you're here, but what a lot of you are doing is this. Like a wing, I want you to lift it like that. Okay, so do you see how my shoulder blade goes up? Which, what it does is it's creating a difference in the spine and the shoulder blade. So not, that's it, Barb, not winging it out to the side. So, Beck, you're still winging out to the side. Okay, look at me, did you see the difference? Okay, so this is what you're doing, right? You're doing this, right? You're gonna see, you wanna lift so that this, it's almost like your hand pulls back towards you so that the shoulder blade, yes! That's it, Beck.
You start lifting.
Yeah, you lift in the shoulder. Okay, Corinne, and now let the head relax. I'm so glad I prepared you guys, right? I mean, there's like maybe six different movements, but they're hard because it's things that we don't do because we're so stuck in this upper back. That's it, right? So it's like your shoulder blade. Nice, Judy, you're doing it right. It's like your shoulder blade. Okay, think of this lifting first. Your shoulder, that's it. There. Now pull this back, bend it, so that now you really lift here. Yeah, there, and now let this come up. There you go, and yes, that's, so it's this really big distinction in the shoulder blade, that's nice, right? Moving towards and away from your spine. Excellent, you guys. Okay, let's pause and again rest. Stay on your tummy. Okay, come back to the same position. Exact same position with the same arm. Okay, so think of three parts. Let's think of the shoulder blade, the elbow, and then the hand. Okay, so remember the elbow's just a little bit bent. So I'm going to have you guys straighten the arm a little bit more. Judy, you're perfect. Everybody else straighten a little bit more. A little bit more. Barely a bend, yeah. Okay, so first the shoulder blade lifts, then the elbow, then the wrist. Okay, so that's why the arms got, yeah, that's why the arms got to be straight. Beautiful, Judy. So what he talks about is as if your arm was like in honey. So back, straighten your arm even more. There, bring it over towards your forehead. Yes, now try it. Shoulder, elbow, and then wrist. See if that's a little easier. Corinne, straighten the arm. There you go. Now, shoulder, elbow, and then hand. Yes. Beautiful. That's it, Corinne. Beautiful, Barb. So he talks about as if your arm was like in honey. And you're going to first lift the shoulder, the elbow, and the hand. Right. But no flinging the elbow out to the side, you guys. The elbow lifts straight up. Let's make the arm even a little straighter. It seems like you do better, like Barb's got it pretty straight, and that seems to be working better. Nice, Corinne. That's it, you guys. Beautiful, Judy. Okay, so as you're doing this, right, is to feel what's happening again with the shoulder lifting up and letting the spine sink in between. There. Now lift here, there, and there. Yeah, because when you're out here, you tend to do this. Okay? So I want this there. Yeah, it doesn't have to do that. There you go. Excellent. Okay. Now, just make a pause and come back to the Sphinx position. Right? So get up on your elbows, forehead, towards the front of the room. And go back to the first movement. So we're going to do this time and time again. Sink the spine and lift it. Right? Try to keep your head on the horizon and just see if something changed on that right side. Yeah, Barb, excellent. You feel that back? Feel what the right shoulder's doing now? It drops forward. Feel how the left one's still kind of stiff, stuck back there? Right, something's moving now on the right side. You guys are doing great. Okay, excellent. Roll onto your backs and let's take a rest on your back. Maybe this will make you feel better. I remember doing this lesson in my training. And I found, you know, for me, I found this the most difficult lesson. And there's a series, but I just found it so hard to get to that area and feel these distinctions. Yeah, so just see how that right shoulder blade feels now, the spine, the left shoulder blade. Go ahead and roll your head a little bit, maybe to the right and left. Okay, let's go ahead and come back over. And we're going to try the other side. So it means that the right hand will be underneath your forehead, so the right elbow can be out to the side. And the left arm will be kind of long, right? And we'll start with, first of all, that movement of lifting the shoulder blade, right? So you just feel that somehow the shoulder blade moves separately from the spine. So, Beck, I'm going to have you straighten the arm a little bit more because you end up bending so much out to the side. So think of, yes, lifting and lowering. And then lifting. Ah, good. Nice, Barb. So the shoulder blade lifts, and then you start to feel, nice, Corinne, that the elbow begins to lift. Excellent. Beautiful, you guys. Okay, let's just again pause, rest on your stomach. However you can find to be comfortable. Okay, let's come back to the same position, right? So the arm's more straight, and again, his description is the arm like you're in honey. So you start the shoulder, then the elbow, and then the hand lifts, right? Beautiful, and back down. So it's not a huge lift. What's important is that you go from the shoulder to the elbow, and then the fingers are still in the honey. You guys are doing this great. Because it's really about creating this distinction with the shoulder blade, because what we mainly do is we turn inside of the shoulder joint. So we don't separate this shoulder blade from our spine. Excellent. Okay, let's pause again. Just rest on your tummy. Okay, come back to the Sphinx position, and let's add a variation in with your head, because I think this will make it easier. So line up those elbows, beautiful, hands flat. So let's say now as you lift your spine to the ceiling, I'm going to let you drop your head as if you were going to look towards your belly button, right? Really curl your head under and see if that allows you to lift that upper back more. And then when you let it sink, your head comes back on the horizon, right? So drop the head, pull the chin down, look where the belly button's gonna be. Nice, Corinne. So you really get that spine in between your shoulder blades up, and then feel it sink. Now, the only danger in doing this, it's not really danger, but is you can go from the experience being in your spine in between your shoulder blades to being all about your neck, right? It can become about your neck. And then you end up doing everything in your neck and you lose sight. So this is where you have to be so attentive, right? That you don't let that happen. So it's really about this area in between the shoulder blades. And drop. No, drop your head and lift here. See, but see what you did? You dropped your head. Okay, this lifts and then you lift it more. More, and tuck this under because this lifts. So the head tucks under only because that area of the spine lifts. Now lift here. Oh, yes. And you expand, let those shoulder blades widen. Do you feel how they go wide? Right, they go wide and we're just, you guys, when you get tired, just go to rest. So because I really wanna come around and touch each one of you here. It's just really profound when you feel some of these vertebrae and the shoulder blades widen. At least it was for me. It's like,
it's such a dead zone for me to get things happening up here. And then when you feel it, it's like, oh my gosh, that's what can happen up there. Yeah. So then you really start to feel the sinking, right? In between the shoulder blades by lifting it. But again, you want to be mindful that the dropping of the head is not taking over. So then drop your head more, yeah, and lift here, lift, lift, lift. Good. And then we're gonna sink, 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 sink. Nice, sink, sink, sink. Ah, ah, you just did something there, Judy. Then lift here again, that was beautiful. That's new. Lift, lift, lift. Come back. Sure, yeah. Yeah, you're doing great. Yeah, so then you actually, it's pretty wild. The shoulder blades actually come together over the spine. It's like, oh my God, can that happen? But it's like you're just, all of a sudden you're exercising this area that hasn't been exercised. It's been like, for me, a mass or a block, right? Okay, let's take a rest, roll onto your backs, and now rest and just become aware, right? So we're waking, it's like a waking up this area. Right? Just go ahead and rest on your back and see how it feels now. And that's what I loved about this lesson. Like I said, there's not tons of variation. It's just really becoming attentive to wake this area up. So how does it feel up there now, right? What new little sensations or stimulation is occurring? Huh? You feel
sore?
That can happen because you're not used to moving them. Okay, so we're going to roll back over again. We're going to return to the right arm, so your forehead will rest on the left. The only change is how you organize the arms. So here you are, and it's also nice to spread your legs maybe a little wider than normal. But instead of like this, we're going to make a fist. Okay? Thumb is on the upside. Okay? And now you're going to lift. We're going to lift in a way, in a kind of a reversal way. What I mean by that is think of the bottom of your hand and your elbow lifting first, and then the shoulder blade is going to move back down towards your back. So we did the gliding across, but now when you lift it, it kind of slides back towards your back, right? It's a little, yeah, that's it, Becca. You feel that? That's a little different. That's it, Barb. You feel that? So instead of going straight across back, that's it. It's like a down movement. And he jokes about banging the fist on a table. Like if you were, he said, if you were in a coffee shop or something, banging your fist. I want my coffee now. So, but make it straight. Nope. Back, we got to get that arm straight for you. Straight. Mm-hmm. Even straighter. Mm-hmm. Straight. Straight. Mm-hmm. Remember this part. Make the fist. This part's down. Now, lift from the, like that. That's it. It's really interesting what you do with that upper arm. Because you, I'm sorry I caught your thumb. But you want to do this, right? So, there. So bang, bang, bang. Order in the court. That's it. What's that called, you guys, when you're in court? It starts with an M, right? Mandel or something, you know?
Oh, the thing.
Yeah, the thing that they bang. What is it called?
Gavel.
Is it a gavel?
Yeah.
That they bang? Yeah. Order in the court. There you go. So you feel how now it moves across and back. Yes. Now do it faster so you do kind of bang your hand. That's it, like you're banging. Bang. But Corinne,
That's it. Lift the whole arm. Don't start bending at the elbow. So elbow straight. Bang, bang, bang. There, that's it. Bang, bang, bang. Judy, lift the fist and bang it. Arm straight. Don't bend the elbow. Right? So when you want to start bending the elbow out to the side, right, that's information. Okay. Rest in this position. I'm going to find a way to rest on your belly. Okay, come back, exact the same arm. So you've gone from here. This was the banging. So I'll do it for you, right? So you're not here. Arm straight. Okay, and then he wants you going into swinging the arm behind you. So yes, the elbow's gonna bend some and stuff. So he wants you to think about, you're gonna bring the arm up as much as you can and come back down. Up. And down. And just really let it bang down. Okay? That's it. As if you were going to hit something, right? Like a hammer, right? Beautiful. Now a little faster, a little more vigorous. Let it, yeah, Corinne, you don't have to be so protective of your arm. Just let it bang. You won't hurt it. There you go. Okay, rest it again. Okay, we're going to try those same two movements now on the other side. Right, so you're gonna change. So first of all, yeah, you make the fist. Your left arm is straight, and you're just gonna lift it and lower it. Jude, can you bring your forehead down instead of turning to the right? Yeah, that would be good, thanks. Otherwise, you're perfect. Okay, and just kind of go into the second part, right? So you start to lift it higher and start to let it bang. Right? You know, I really feel like, you know, or another word for the banging is just let the arm drop. You don't have to be so controlling it. Really drop it. There, Corinne, beautiful. Yeah, make some noise. Excellent. Okay, let's rest again. So we've got just two more movements. Okay, so let's come back to your Sphinx, right? Legs a little bit spread. I like this movement. Maybe it's because it's easier. So again, elbows right under the shoulders, right? So just the right elbow, shoulder. You're gonna drop it forward and pull it back. So it goes forward and back and forward. And back. And can, huh? Doesn't it feel good? And can you feel it creates a rotation as well a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. Good. Now let's try the left side. Forward and back. Beautiful. And then we're going to alternate. So come back to the center. Can we take the right forward and then the left forward? Right. Left. And in the beginning, your head follows, but then I'd like you to see if you can keep your head in the center. So it's a little smaller movement, and the chin doesn't move, the forehead, it's like take the left shoulder, then the right, then the left, right? And so now the rotation is happening higher up, not so lower, right? It's really a fascinating movement. I mean, it makes me so aware how little I do this. It's like, oh, I'm never there, right? I know how to do everything lower, down lower. That's it. And now just like, almost like you're shimmy, but keep the head in the center. Excellent, let's rest again. One more time on your tummy, just take a rest. Good, okay, so one last time, back to the Sphinx, and let's go back to the original movement, but I'm gonna let you involve your head, and then we'll try maybe taking your head out of it. But yeah, drop, as you drop your head, you lift that area, the shoulder blades widen. You're looking beautiful towards the belly button, and then you sink and the head comes up. And, but not quite, you don't have to go quite that far, yeah, there. And then, yes, but just because it's almost like for a lot of us, actually the sinking is in many ways easier than the widening, right? So when you drop your head and really widen in here, more bar, drop, drop, just drop, and then, yeah, don't collapse, but let this lift and widen. Yes, the widening to me is the harder part. And then lift your head, yes, yeah, sink, you got that. But now really widen, widen so that this can lift. Right, so just go back and forth a few times. And it's really just feeling this range of the widening and then the scrunching together, right? Because it's just this area that hasn't been happening for a while. Yeah, and then widen, pull the head under, pull. I think we're gonna do a little bit more of this in the next lesson. Nice, Jude, drop your head more. Lift this, widen those shoulder blades. Out, out, wide, good. Okay, nice. Let's roll over onto your backs and rest. Yeah, and what a lot of people don't realize is that when they're tight in their upper back, that they are pulled together. It is really hard getting that widening. Some of the other lessons we've done is when we cross our arms like this to reach for the shoulder blades. It's another way of widening. Yeah, so when something's tight, does it make sense that it's easier to go into the direction of shortening it more when something's tight than trying to pull it apart once it's already tight, right? Okay, so lying there with your arms down by your side, your legs long, coming back to observing and noticing how you're making contact on the floor. How do you sense those shoulder blades, that upper back area, So what are you starting to sense and experience as new? What's woken up? Notice your breath and your breathing. And see if you can feel how your breath now goes back to that area, right? Somehow you get expansion and some openness in that area. Instead of, usually it's just always on our front side. And then go ahead and roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. See how that feels? Beautiful. And then as you bring your head back to the center, just taking another moment to sense the mid-back, the lower back, your pelvis. Just how are you feeling now lying there? I know for me that when I get a change in this upper back, everything feels more comfortable. And sometimes we just don't realize how hung up that area is till we experience it differently. Okay, so you're going to take your time. You're going to roll to a side and eventually come to sitting, and then you'll eventually come to standing to sense how you feel in standing from this lesson.